Hey everybody, so today I think will be the last kind of segment in this personality part. I've talked about, you know, me being a defender, what it means when it comes to relationships, what it means when it comes to friendship. But now I want to kind of go into what it means as far as a career goes. So it says that we are good at supporting their coworkers and that we are skilled at remembering things about others. And then it says, however, defenders are unlikely to actively seek out like manager positions and are still more unlikely to brag about their accomplishments. Defender personalities prefer to be rewarded by seeing firsthand the positive impact of their efforts and will remain enthusiastic simply knowing that what they do is genuinely appreciated by the people they care for. This makes them natural counselors, technical support, and interior designers, but they're able to help others one-on-one without having to worry about corporate politics. I think this is pretty true. I prefer roles that support others. I don't really like to lead. I like careers that help others, things that make a difference. I like seeing that what I did helped and knowing that people appreciate it. So it kind of makes sense with the degree that I pursued. It goes on to say respecting tradition and security, defenders have no problem with the idea of moving along in a structured hierarchy. And while they may not always seek out these manager positions, they fill them well. I can kind of see this. I don't normally seek out jobs like this, but I am a hard worker, so I would do whatever it takes to do the job. I've been in charge, you know, at the job that I'm at, and I was a lead teacher for the daycare program for a while. So I was able to do that, but it was not something that I would choose to do. That kind of just happened, and I stepped up when I needed to. It goes on to say that where defenders struggle is in generating new ideas and grasping abstract concepts. So fields like academic research and corporate strategy are too intangible and too impersonal to utilize defender strengths. Similar challenges arise in more typical careers when changes are forced through by defenders' employers. Advance warning and a proper explanation can help to smooth the shock. So I laugh at this because, yeah, I definitely do not like change. So yes, I would prefer warning ahead of time and an explanation so that I'm not taken completely off guard. I do think that sometimes I have a hard time coming up with new ideas, but if I'm in a group bouncing off ideas, I can do better. The next thing is that it says defenders are warm, service-oriented people. I like to think this is true. I know I'm not one that is always out serving, but I really do enjoy it. I remember one time I woke up one morning and I received some news and I was really shocked. It was kind of bad news and I was just so emotional. I couldn't even go to class, and my roommates, being the sweet people that they are, suggested that we go and do service. And so we went out and we wrote positive notes for people on little note cards, and we put them on people's cards, handed them out just all around campus. And I loved it. I forgot all about my own problems. So I can definitely see this, how this would be true. The next thing is defenders share the goal of putting good service and dedication above all else. The next one is whether helping customers directly, helping coworkers get projects finished on time, or helping teams keep organized and productive, people with a defender personality type can always be relied on for their kindness and ability to listen to concerns and to find ways to resolve them. I do believe that I can be relied on, especially when someone just needs to talk. Even if I can't fix the problem, I'll try my best. The next thing is defenders exemplify the strength of humble dedication. Relied on and respected for their patience and commitment, defender personalities really only seek one reward for their work: the satisfaction of knowing that whoever they helped feels heartfelt thanks. But then it says, on the other hand, this humbleness can hold them back. Defenders are quite unwilling to advertise their achievements, often for fear of creating unnecessary friction, which makes it too easy for them to be overlooked when opportunities come along. Yeah, I really don't tend to put myself out there, so I can see how I would miss out on opportunities. I think especially with like jobs, I kind of, not on purpose, but I tend to hold myself back. So, it says defenders are people incredibly loyal, often trying to follow favored managers to new positions and locations. It says close-knit and supportive teams are what defenders enjoy most, allowing them to express their altruistic spirit among people who rely on their dedication and warmth. Says, oftentimes they don't actually enjoy managing others, but this can be one of their greatest strengths as managers. Defenders are warm, approachable, and great listeners. Having no real desire to issue authoritarian dictates from some high tower, defender personalities prefer to work alongside their subordinates, organizing people and minimizing conflict. So it kind of goes on with what we had said earlier. I mean, I don't normally take on manager positions, but if need be, I can do it. I would just rather prefer to work with others. And the last thing it says is, while they may be slow to accept some changes, they are great at helping their teams put them into practice once they've been agreed on. Defenders may be too sensitive to be fully executive material, but they make exemplary floor and office managers who know what it takes to satisfy their customers. So it's kind of interesting. Like, how does your personality affect you in the workplace? Are you a leader or a follower? Obviously, I'm more of a follower, but I can be a leader when needed. This is just kind of an overview of this personality type. Obviously, there was like tons and tons and tons of pages that went into like really deep detail about the personality, and that would take like hours to explain it all. But pretty interesting. So if you haven't already, go find yours out. Who knows, maybe we're the same personality type. Maybe we'd get along really well. Again, it's 16 personalities, and it is free. So go check it out and let me know what you got.